The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a weird exercise that I read about, and I wonder if we should
hip thrusts. They're very good.
Hip thrusts?
Yeah. Oh, throw your glutes.
He's been trying to do those.
Just need a partner. wait, is that the kind of hip thrust? Okay.
No. Like a barbell.
I don't know if I should bring this up.
Okay.
Because you seem like you're in a really good mood right now, and it's just gonna. There's people talking about how it's a good idea to write an obituary for yourself every year.
Interesting.
Okay.
So you get a little perspective on what. I didn't read the whole story, by the way.
I can tell with all of those gaps.
No, but what I see is like, and this is why I was a little scared to bring it up in front of you, because you recently wrote an obituary for your sister.
Yeah, I helped write it. The like facility did bullet points, and then we like edited it to be more thorough, add more details, whatever.
But you had to think about, oh, she did this, she did that, she did this. Mm-hmm. And her kid, oh, wait, it's two kids. Oh,
right.
It's like, and like you fill in all the blanks and you talk about their accomplishments and their goals in life and what they, their triumphs and their whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that, do you ever do that for yourself?
I think it would be easier. So you don't have to worry about like, oh, that's another thing my family has to do. I already, like my sister, she wanted to be cremated and turned into rocks. Can't do that until she's cremated. And so like, that's one thing that we had to wait and do. So like, it's one thing to mark off.
Oh, just, I don't think you're doing it for that reason. I think you're doing it for you, not for them.
You think so?
Yes.
Because you're doing it every year.
Yes.
To see.
I mean, you're thinking like, keep your resume updated.
Kind of.
Like just,
and,
hey,
and it's one thing I don't have to worry about my family having to do when I'm gone.
Good God, Aaron, no. I think this is, much less dark than that. You know how we've done where you go like, if you could go back and talk to your 16-year-old self, what would you say? And the hardest thing about that exercise is I know no matter what I say, my 16-year-old self is not going to hear it.
For sure.
I'm just going to be like, what, old man?
You're not me. I'm not bald.
When did we get fat?
Right. Hey!
No, I would say that.
Oh! I'm like, whoa! Yeah, you should write your obituary
if
tonight.
If I was 16 if I came back, I would say that.
I'm just saying.
What are we talking about?
You should write yours now. Why don't you take the rest of this segment off and write a few thoughts down? Okay. Aaron's got the whole formatting down. She can finish it off for you. What?
That's what I would say.
You know, it's a little late.
Okay.
I think it's more about you get a grip on like
it's kind of a look back at your year.
Well, and your whole life. And okay.
Why would you have to update it every year? Why not every five?
Because here's what I think might happen. Man, I should really just read these stories instead of just the headline. But like, I think the thing is you look at it and you're like, she always wanted to help dogs out, but never really got. And it's like, wait, I got to do that.
Oh.
Then you like start to see like she volunteered a few times because you love dogs and you did. Did you try to do stuff with Lifeline Puppy or something?
Yeah.
Well, then you haven't done that. So then maybe you'll go like, oh, she always wanted to work with dogs. And like, not that I'm writing yours, but I secretly am.
But why would you include that if you're talking about, if I were to die today, I would talk about things that I have accomplished, not things that I haven't.
So then maybe, I think, while you're writing it, you'd go, I've accomplished all these things. Look at all this. But it's like, damn it, I always wanted to work with dogs. And maybe you'd go, I want that.
But I wouldn't even think about the things that I didn't do. I would think about only the things that I did do.
I bet you would because you're still alive.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Because when you're writing one for somebody who has passed, you're like, these are the things they did. And you might stop for a minute and go, damn, she never got to like, something you want to do. Like, I never got to play Red Rocks. It would drive me nuts. Like, if someone knew me.
So then what is stopping you from going to play Red Rocks?
I haven't written my obituary. Like, I think that's one. I think it would be a healthy thing to sort of, two things would happen. One, you'd have an attitude of gratitude because you see all the amazing crap you've done.
Absolutely.
And two, you might be more resolute in like, damn, I want to leave a bigger mark than this. This isn't
so
a
this
long
is
enough
kind
obituary.
Of just a different take on a vision board.
Yes, a much darker.
Okay.
Aaron, let me have my obituary.
If you want to, sure.
No, but I don't know that we could do it. Do you think we could do it and like read them on the show?
No.
Ooh, I don't know. No, I don't know. It's so dark. It's like it's my biggest fear. I've said that before. Of just
dying, or
just dying too soon, I guess would be the way to say it.
But I mean, what would you say? You write stuff about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You write stuff about your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How you turned your own sprinklers off.
So maybe that's a good thing. Yeah, I would put that in there. Sure. But I think it's maybe a good way to keep things in perspective too. Because would you write about work? Maybe. Maybe not as much as
you're... But that's more telling, isn't it?
As you're stressed about work right now, but would you write about this in your obituary? Or, you know, like...
I would put your work in your obituary. If I were writing yours, I 100%
yeah.
would.
Like a successful DJ.
And then manifested his way into his dream job in Denver. Like
yeah.
You thought about this job, and you were like, I'm getting... No. You like, you guys drove here and like... Lil D hadn't even quit yet, I don't think.
No. No, I convinced him to.
Like, no, but I mean, that, no. I think that's for, but that's my perspective on you.
Yeah.
If I was asked to input on your.
But I think, yeah, just all the little things of life, you know, like, are you going to put down like, well, we really stressed over the paint color for the outside of the house.
No,
and
of
we
course
came
not.
Down. It's like, no, that's not going to matter.
So
like,
then,
what are the big kind of pillars that are going to matter when it's all, and it keeps you maybe focused?
Yes. Because I think then you'd feel good at the end of it and you'd be like, why did we think, like, why are we arguing over the shingles? Why are we arguing mm-hmm. over, like, whatever? Like, I think you'd have better perspective.
Yeah.
I don't want to force us each to write one. In fact, I don't even think I could.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would, it's too.
I think it's a great idea because it does help you focus on the big picture things and stop stressing about the little ones. I don't know if I could share it.
But I mean, you want to leave it for your family?
I don't do anything.
We're going to cremate you while you're still alive.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.